This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 16 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning with Rach and Dean.
And with each and every couple of weeks, we love to touch base with Chris Stevens-Todd to find out what's happening for our LGBTIQA+ communities in regional Victoria. And everyone, it's not all about Mardi Gras, because Chris, you've got some amazing regional pride to share with us this morning, haven't you?
I do indeed, and in one of my favourite places in Victoria altogether.
What is your favourite place in Victoria altogether?
Yeah, Ballarat, you know, it holds a very special place in my heart. You know, my family's from there, and I feel I practically grew up there every school holidays, so.
I love that. Well, the Ballarat Frolic Festival kicks off tomorrow, I think. No, today. Today, four fabulous days of regional pride happening. So what is in store?
Well, I picked some of my ones that I thought were fantastic events, but there are stuff all over the weekend. But there is the Frolic Cabaret happening at the Piano Bar Ballarat, happening tonight. At 7 p.m. That one is a ticket event at $39, but it's going around and, a bit of cabaret.
Cute. Everyone loves a little bit of queer cabaret. Mm-hmm.
Hosted by Ruby exactly. Slippers and a whole host of LGBTIQA+ artists. A bit exciting.
Exactly. And then there's another, the Nomads Bushwalk. I always love attending the Nomads Bushwalks events, whether it's Chill Out or the ones in Ballarat. And this one is happening at Wenderee. And it's just a matter of exploring Australian history and joining the Ballarat Folk Festival for their stomach picnic not far from the station. And it's about a 10-kilometre walk point to point. So depending your own accessibility, whether that one's for you, but it's they'll be meeting at 10 a.m. and then they're hoping it'll wrap up around 1 p.m.
Now, I just need to ask a really stupid question because I always get this group or perhaps another group confused. There's one that does walks during Chill Out that does it in the Buff. Is this Nomads?
Yes.
Okay.
There is.
But that's not what this walk in Ballarat is it?
No, so it's a partnered event, and they're walking around, and I think it'll be around the lake area. I don't know the exact mapping area of where they're going to be walking, but I know it must be further than that because the lake is a 6-kilometre walk from when I last walked around it. I must be venturing off a little bit more than just the lake and enjoying some of the beautiful Ballarat sceneries.
Lovely. How hilly is the Ballarat area? Is this going to be like an easy walk or is it, you know, fitness first?
It's not too bad of a hilly area. Like, when you drive around, it's a bit hilly, but the area where you walk isn't too bad. But, you know, I think if you can comfortably do 10 kilometres, then...
Oh, it just sounds like too much for me, I'm just going to be honest.
Don't know until I try it. We'll see what happens.
Maybe one day. Now, Q-Lit is doing a book launch. Is this the same book launch that you are a part of and had a little bit of a launch of Victoria's Pride?
There's in areas that you can purchase the books all around Victoria, and Ballarat's now one of them places. So
it's
just happening. And yeah, it's just a continuation of the places now where you can purchase the books in all different regional Victoria.
Love it. Now, Sun Gay Trivia, what a way to round out your weekend. Tell us about the trivia.
Yeah, so if you, are you queer and have all the answers? Do you love queer culture? Then this is a place for you.
Yes, I do.
I know, Dean, you love your trivia. It's going to be happening at the... It doesn't list the venue. It's 18/20 Skipton Street, Ballarat Central. It's 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th. And, it's a whole bunch of good afternoon drinks company and, of course, trivia on Sungay.
We love a Sungay trivia. We love trivia all the time. Well, that's just a taste of what is going on for Ballarat's Frolic Festival. You can find out more by heading to their socials and checking it all out, or just look up Frolic Ballarat on social media. But that's not the only bit of regional pride that's popping like crazy around you in the next week, is it?
No, so Echuca today is having Echuca Moama Pride Brunch coffee catch-up, which they do every 4 weeks on the last Thursday of the month, and it's 10 a.m. to 12 at Fusion Street Cafe. I would normally be trying to pop along, but I'm going to be working from home today, so I won't be there to see you, but there's many other wonderful people in the Echuca area, and it's a really well attended. It's generally around 10. The table's full when I generally rock up because I'm always a bit late. go and have a coffee and something to eat and meet some wonderful locals from Echuca.
Sounds fabulous. Now, Chris, we've been talking about ways to save a buck today. When you're working from home, do you reckon that you save a bit of money?
Yes, I do, because I don't buy food out and I'm forced to drink coffee at home. So
I feel like that was a big culture shift as well that happened over COVID, was people were able to save money by not driving into work. They're saving on their petrol. They're saving on not buying things out and about. The only downside is, do you get caught in the online shopping on your lunch break?
Do you get a lunch break?
Well, yeah, I tend to work through, but then I do small little bits of housework along the way to make up for it, catch up.
So if you could come and do my house next, that would be great.
Got a list I've got to work through, so, you know, I've got to keep up my good house husband.
You are a great house husband. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and letting us know what was going on all around regional Victoria.
You're going to be able to find all the details of those events via the Joy Breakfast podcast. For this little interview, just head to joy.org.au/joybreakfast. Chris, we'll speak to you next time.
See you, everyone.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.